Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. Concordia and Crew, the Research and Education Workers Union, have reached a collective agreement after almost 1 year of bargaining. This brings an end to the teaching assistant strike at Concordia, which lasted from March 12th to March 21st.
There is so much in here that we poured our hearts into. And it's been almost a full year that that we've been at the bargaining table with Concordia almost every week. There's a lot of pride from a lot of people on this agreement.
That was Jason Langford, a member of the bargaining committee at Crew, who reached an agreement with Concordia on Thursday, March 20th. The agreement includes many protections, including clearer definitions of assault and harassment and leave for religious observances. The two largest aspects of this new agreement are, one, an indexation system for Concordia TAs, and two, a 20% wage increase. The indexation system for TAs is the first of its kind in Canada. Here is Langford again to explain.
The indexation clause that we won, which guarantees that the university maintains a set number of hours in their overall budget, which can increase and decrease, but only proportionate to full-time enrollment at the university. So as the university grows, it means they have to add more hours for TAs. And if it shrinks, it means that they can only cut TA hours a proportionate amount. That's pretty huge, first of its kind in Canada. And it's a really solid protection that we now have here against austerity cuts.
The wage increase in the new agreement brings Concordia TA wages up from $29 an hour to $35.25 an hour, starting in May of 2026. But with Crew in another bargaining year next year, the union says they will keep up their fight for $45 an hour.
That rate takes effect on the very last day of this collective agreement. So we are going back into bargaining next year, and we're going to be fighting for another increase on day one of that collective agreement, that next collective agreement as well. But for at least May 31st, 2026, the rate will be at $35.25.
Early in the morning of March 21st, Concordia announced in a statement that they had reached the agreement with Crew, adding, quote, "We look forward to welcoming crew members back to work," unquote. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.